Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Census predictions hold that within 20 years, the percentage of senior citizens in this country will reach an historic high. And that has far-reaching implications. One of those implications is that many more people graduating from college today will need to work in fields that relate to older people.
That fact is the basis for a unique collaboration between UW-Milwaukee's Helen Bader School of Social Welfare and the St. John's on the Lake Retirement Community. Rochelle Alioto is the Director of Education and Programming at the Center for Aging and Translational Research. Jean Tyler is a resident and on the Board of Directors at St. John's on the Lake. They spoke with Lake Effect contributor Claire Mosley about how the collaborative course called Aged to Perfection was developed.
We were looking at a graduate level program, possibly creating a degree in gerontology. But I began looking at what was happening with our young people, and there weren't a lot of young people interested in working with older adults. So I thought the place we needed to start was with an undergraduate population and to focus a course around undoing some of the myths and stereotypes young people have about older adults. And in looking at the research, I discovered that one of the ways to do that is to have them have exposure to older adults. And so I decided to contact St. John's on the Lake and see if they'd be willing to work with me around having what I was calling at that time an immersion class where the students would actually be at St. John's. I thought the residents would possibly attend the class with the students and they'd be learning together. But as I met with the residents and the staff, it morphed into something a little bit different.
It morphed into them going to St. John's and hearing from the residents directly.
Right. What will happen is there will be 14 classes in the fall, so it's a full semester. And about seven of them, the residents will actually come to the class and speak on a topic, either as on a panel, in small groups. They'll tell their stories, and hopefully that will have an emotional impact on students and be transformative for them.
Mm-hmm. And Jean, I don't know how involved you are with the St. John's Board of Directors, but what was St. John's reaction to it when you came with the idea?
I am on the board of directors, as a matter of fact. Yes, we do have one. But mostly I'm here because I'm a resident. I've lived there for 10 years. And because seniors have become a topic of interest to all kinds of researchers. I've been fascinated to watch it as I have been participating in it personally. First, there were just old people. Or seniors, if we wanted to be more precise. And now there are younger olders and there are older olders. And I've heard recently that there's even a new category called the oldest olders.
Ah.
So it seemed to us the reaction to this proposal was, well, what does that have to do with us? I mean, we're not teaching young people. And young people, we love them. We have them as grandchildren and so forth. But what does... People didn't think it was a bad idea. They just wondered sort of what would we do if young people were here. Now, we have lots of young people, of course, visiting because we're grandparents and great-grandparents and all those good kinds of things. But as we talked about it, it became clear that there could be a multiple array of roles and that it ought to be a number of different people. Just because there isn't this senior group that sort of all of us at a certain age do this, that, or the other thing. And so we could learn a lot about sort of how we've changed and how people change by sort of working in a variety of roles with a variety of younger people.
Okay.
So it became a very interesting project to undertake.
Yeah. And what was your personal reaction to it?
That I'd like to be part of it. That I'd like to view it a little detached, sort of as what is happening here, not just, gosh, I really like these young people and this is a fun thing to do, but to, from an analytic standpoint, what has this done for us at St. John's? What does Rochelle think that it's done as the instigator and the teacher and the leader of all of this? How would we change it a second year?
Mm-hmm.
We've had several experiences. We do a number of community kinds of programs, and we've learned that we don't always know what will work best until we do it.
You got to tag it first, and then you can revise
it later.
That's
exactly right.
Exactly. Now, what was the school's reaction when this idea came about?
The center that I work for and the Center for Aging and Translational Research is kind of co-owned by the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare and the College of Health Sciences at UWM. So they both provide financial support to the center. And I work under the School of Social Welfare. So I went there and I talked with the director of the social work program, and I asked, how do you feel about offering this introductory course for undergraduate students? Very excited. They do have a focus. In fact, their master's program in social work has three focuses, and people can choose gerontology as one of their focuses. So this kind of fits with where I believe the School of Social Welfare wants to go.
So because there are two schools associated with the one center, do you have to try to make the course work for both types of students? Like, do they have to learn about a certain thing over here and they have to learn about something else?
Actually, this course is multidisciplinary. So we really want to look at aging from the psychological perspective, the physical perspective, what happens, you know, from a biological perspective. We also want to look at how it impacts housing and society. So it really is a multidisciplinary course. I had to house it in one of the schools. Mm-hmm. So I'm housing it in the School of Social Welfare, and it fits very well there. But all students, regardless of their undergraduate degree or major, mm-hmm. are invited to be a part of this class. And our belief is that whether you graduate with a degree in architecture or finance or social work or psychology, you'll probably benefit from this course because the people that you probably will be working with older adults in the course of your career at some point.
Yeah. So, Jean, what is it like to retire in Milwaukee? Are you from Milwaukee?
No, but I've been here since the mid-1970s. That's an interesting question because I can't contrast retiring in Milwaukee with retiring in Pittsburgh where I've lived, or San Antonio where I lived, or New Hampshire where I've lived, or Indianapolis where
I've lived. You are a traveling gal.
I couldn't settle down on anything, obviously. So let me sort of phrase it in terms of retirement, but I did it in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Retirement is a big step for an awful lot of people simply because it does represent sort of the end of one kind of life. Now, you don't actually end it, and that's what most of us discover, is that we go right on with the life that we led, but it is different. And so retiring here, for me, was a question because none of my family is here. So would I retire and go to the East Coast, where I have several families, and to the West Coast, where I also have a family? Or would I stay right where I'd been?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the decision really wasn't hard. This is where I had worked and lived and enjoyed and been social for the years since 1970 when I retired in 95. And then the answer was I was going to stay where I had the contacts, where I could keep right on doing most of the things. After I retired, I did consulting like so many of us do for another 10 years. So I maintained my work contacts. I had all the social contacts. So when the time came to make a decision about actually moving into a retirement community, which is a big step for mm-hmm. most of us, I knew who to talk to. I knew where to go to look. I knew what I did here that I wanted to continue if I sold my home and moved into a resident community. Mm-hmm. So it was much easier.
A little weight off your shoulders.
Exactly, exactly. And I was very interested. It was a weight off my children's shoulders. Mm-hmm. I have three sons. They don't live here. There was a lot of, oh, Mom, you're too young to think about that type thing. And I remembered saying that as exact words to my parents when they started thinking about a retirement community. But as they and I worked through this, and I went through the process of looking and talking and thinking and doing all those retirement type things, they came to see this as of great value to them so that they also had the weight taken off their shoulders about what is Mom going to do?
Hmm.
And they couldn't answer that, but they could know where I was doing it.
All the time.
That's exactly right.
That's cool.
So I think as I live in a community of retired people, there are so many different routes to this kind of retirement decision making in terms of what will you do? How will you keep your health long enough to do it? Who will you be doing it with? Because your life does change. Those kinds of issues bring people, at least my friends at St. John's, from all different places. And that does take time. It does take thought. For some people, it's a sad occasion. For most people, they discovered it's not sad, that it's a building occasion, that there are now things they can do that they could never have time to do or take time to get the skills to do or just decide, I'm going to go do it. I don't care what anybody thinks to do, which is kind of fun.
And I imagine you guys become closer to people of your own age. You know, when you're in your house and you've lived in this area for so long, then the area starts to change. But when you're in this building all together, it's people who can relate to each other, you know, which I imagine is really cool.
That's exactly right. And we begin to take on the experiences and the knowledge and the skills of people who do things that we have never done or would never think about doing. Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, well, come on, I'll show you, or I'll awesome. Take you there, or something like that. So there, it in many ways broadens. Age does narrow down the options, the opportunities. And if you can't drive suddenly, or your eyesight is too poor, or you can't hear people very well, now you're with people who will sort of compensate for all of that because they know who you are. They have their own problems, and we support each other. And so it's easier to go do things that you haven't done.
Our hope is that these stories of people's lives will be told. And so in looking at these 14 classes, we've kind of had to decide when will the residents come in and what do we want them to speak on. So for the very first class, we'll be breaking up into smaller groups, and a resident will take each group and give them a tour of the they call them neighborhoods there at St. John's. And then they will come back to the classroom and we will have a small group discussion about what did they expect before they came to St. John's? Mm-hmm. What do they notice? What surprised them? So we'll be engaged with them from the very beginning. And it's been an interesting process. Jean has been involved since the very beginning. And the syllabus has changed probably 100 times, honestly, since we had that first meeting. But it's been a really interesting and fun process. And there's been things I've heard from residents that I didn't want to hear, that you shouldn't do it this way. But I did go with their advice, and we'll see how it all floats, and we'll debrief afterwards, and we'll change up the class as we need to change it up for future semesters.
Awesome.
One of the nice things that we're doing in this is it started out that we might teach the parts of courses and so forth. And that was one of the things that we said, no, we really can't do that. That's a number of people who retired there have taught. There have been school teachers, they've been professors, et cetera, et cetera. And they say that involves all this advanced planning. It involves all this background reading. It involves all these kinds of things. But we would be happy to be part of the teaching, but we're not going to take the responsibility for teaching. That led to the fact that now Rochelle, in terms of the several of these classes, will bring in 5 or 6 of us at one time. Because one story isn't going to do it. One story is one story. But 5 or 6 are going to begin to, they can look for patterns. They can look for differences. They can, they'll get a variety, and we'll get to this old, and this young, old, and this oldest, old, whatever that might mean. So that I think that's going to be very rich to bring in different residents under different circumstances together to do the talking so that the students get a sense of the variety, the richness, and the complexity of trying to deal with gerontology.
My hope is that'll open their hearts and transform them. And that's an important thing to learn as a young person about other people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Rochelle Alioto and Jean Tyler, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rochelle Alioto is the Director of Education and Programming at the Center for Aging and Translational Research at UWM. Jean Tyler is a resident and on the Board of Directors at St. John's on the Lake. They spoke with Lake Effect's Claire Mosley about a collaborative project called Aged to Perfection. You can find a link to more information from WUWM.com.